So this is by Lukas Krana, who is that artist who painted many portraits of Luther and established Lutheran art. And this picture is, I think, an excellent example of the art that Luther approved of. What do you notice about this picture? There's a lot of work done here by faces. In fact, that's all you see of most of these figures. Are they looking at her? What do you see about? So you've got the woman and Christ. So have you identified the subject? Yeah. Christ and the woman taken in adultery. So set those two figures aside. What about the other figures? Yeah, they're all different in a way, right? They're different things that they're expressing. Do you see anything about the groups? Tell us about these two sides to this picture. This man, we don't know, he's looking directly in her direction, although I'm not sure if he's looking inward. It's kind of hard to read his expression. But he's turned away from the others, that's one thing. This man seems to be simply in reflection, like he's wondering something. This man looks away from the scene entirely, looks out to us. What about the ones on the other side? What's the soldier doing, the guy with the armor? He has a stone. Yeah, he's got a stone in one hand, his hand on the hilt of the sword on the other hand. What's the expression here? Yeah, righteous anger. And so he's making a point here. He's speaking, and the raised hands are speaking. Notice you have, again, the red cloak over the blue robe. Two groups on two sides, notice, of Christ. Two sides of Christ. What's the expression of the woman? Yeah, I don't think she's laughing, really. I think the sidelong glances, doesn't want to meet anyone's eyes because she's aware that she's in the wrong. Is there a single moment of this story? Think about the gospel narrative. Is there a single moment of the story that the artist is representing? Is there a verse, which is to say, is there a verse that attaches to this image? One key verse is recalled by the stone, right? Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her, John 8, verse 7. But that's not the central figure. More importantly, what is the central figure doing? We certainly have a reminder of that verse. What is Christ doing? Yes, he's absolving her of her sin. He's blessing with his right hand. And with what can you connect that in the story? Yes, that he does not condemn her. So Jesus has spared her the punishment, right, that was threatened here. These people were willing. Has spared her the punishment of sin, which is death. So you have the sword and the stone, which is the culmination of the story. Neither do I condemn you, go, and from now on, sin no more. But you don't want to take a picture like this and reduce it to the message, sin no more. Being spared by Christ the punishment of sin, which is death, is the gospel. It's not just a story of this woman that Jesus said. That is the gospel. But the punishment of sin, the wages of sin, are death, being spared that punishment. This is the gospel. It's not just an injunction to do something. It's a telling of our story as well. And notice that with his other hand, Jesus holds the woman's hand. And who took the initiative in doing that? Jesus did. And you can see it's amazing that there's a way of representing. Nobody puts their hand into the hand of another person, you know, by pushing their wrist into their hand. There's a way of representing the fact that Jesus has taken the initiative and spared this woman, has drawn her to himself and befriended her.